With today's For Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. August is Washington Wine Month, one of two actually, and wineries across the state would love to have you pay them a visit. Washington Wine Commission's Brady Rawson says we've made it through a very difficult time with the COVID-19 pandemic, but wineries are out there to serve wine lovers in a safe manner, whatever that means to you.
So whether they're ordering wine online, whether they're going to restaurants or ordering takeout, you know, the whole month is basically catered toward supporting local and supporting whatever local means to you. And we're just really happy to be able to champion that in the wine industry, in the wine space.
With over 1,000 Washington wineries, I joked with Rawson that it's probably a good thing we have two Washington wine months.
It's so true. I feel like it's one of those things where you could go to every single wine region and, you know, you'd still have plenty of stuff to explore. So thankfully we have incredible places that makes it never get old.
So Rawson says, give yourself plenty of time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it feels like every wine touring region, you know, has just so much to explore. They all look so incredibly different, and the landscapes, you know, the offerings out there. And it's just really, really cool to see, you know, all those different places flourishing, whether it's, you know, Woodinville, Walla Walla, Yakima, Red Mountain, Lake Chelan, the Gorge, Puget Sound. There's just lots and lots to offer all around the state.
Rawson says Washington's 8 wine touring regions include all of those wineries on 16 different AVAs. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.